And we're back here on D15 today, here on 92.5 Phoenix FM. I'm Carmel and I'm here with Sean there as well. We're going to be here until nearly 10 to 12 today.
We will indeed.
So my next guest now is Ciara Tamburini. So she's the Placement and Outreach Officer for Fingal Volunteer Centre. She's going to talk about the work that they do there. But more importantly, she's going to talk about the National Volunteering Week, which is starting from the 15th to the 21st of May. Good morning, Ciara, and welcome to D15 today.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Listen, how are you getting on there? You're very, very busy, and I say now you're more busy than normal with this event coming up.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things happening, and generally, you know, first of all, we are generally busy, and I have to say that there are tons of people, like, charity organizations who are looking for new volunteers.
Yeah.
In the middleman, you know, like we'd like to support both of them.
Okay, so are you speaking straight into your phone there? It's just that the I can't hear you very well, Ciara.
Yeah, okay, just give me a second.
Yeah.
What about now?
Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Sorry.
Loud and clear. That. No, you're fine. We just want to make sure everybody can hear exactly what you're saying. So, do you know, I'm going to start first of all, tell people about the Volunteer Centre and the work that you actually do there, first of all.
So we are the Fingal Volunteer Centre, and our role, as I was saying, is being the middleman, the link between people interested in volunteering in Ireland and local charity or not-for-profit organisations. We cover County Fingal specifically because we are part of a network of 29 volunteer centres all over Ireland. So in each county there is one, and we are your local one, so please refer to us if interested.
Yeah, that's it, because we're on your books as well for looking for people for volunteering here, and it is important for us to have people that are living local as well. And so that's the criteria, really, that there's different areas, so if people want to volunteer, it's best that they do volunteer in the areas that they're living in. It's actually better for themselves as well. What kind of volunteering roles, like, would be on your books?
Now, there are a lot of different ones, and depends a bit what people are interested in. I was just running a quick search on our database, because if anybody's interested in volunteering, the first thing I would ask them to do is to go on the website. The website is easy because it's volunteerfingal.ie, and start searching. It's like a job search, but specifically for volunteering. So people can start writing down their local area. Let's say that they write W15. And then when they click search, a list of volunteer opportunities appear. So I did a quick search, and I can see, you know, different things. There is one with an organization called Home Start Blanchardstown. They support new families who are starting, and, you know, like, they're looking for volunteers to help them out in this one, and this is specifically they're based in Blakestown. Or there is another one, Court Accompaniment Support, again based in Blanchardstown. The organization is called Victim Support at Court. So they're looking for people, drivers with their car, who would be willing to accompany people to their local, you know, like, court premises. And these are full on. I know that you guys in the radio are always looking for new volunteers, so we have your role up there.
And we'd be lost without you, because I do get quite a number of people that come through your organisation, which is brilliant.
That's the thing, because, you know, let's say that somebody likes a role on the system, they just need to click register, and then their contact information would be passed over to the coordinator in each organisation. So then the next step would be for the volunteer or organisation to create a connection between themselves directly. And I just wanted to mention another interesting role. This is for young people. They are looking for volunteers between 16 to 25 years old. Again, based in Dublin 15, actually in the library of Blanchardstown, so it's very central. The organization is called Jigsaw Dublin 15. Mm-hmm. They work on mental health awareness for young people, and they are looking for young volunteers to form a panel so they can have discussion about mental health, how to improve it, how to, you know, facilitate that. And it's very interesting. Again, this is for young people only, though.
Yeah, that's actually a very good idea, isn't it? And it's a good idea of Jigsaw to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So if the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what age group, so you're actually saying those, that particular one is for young people.
Yes.
Is there a particular age dynamic for, you know, volunteering, so that people know that, it, you know, what age group is that? You know, it goes up to 80 probably? 18 to 80 maybe?
That's a very good question. Now, of course, we would like to say that volunteering is for everybody. And in fairness, it is. Mm-hmm. You could start since you are a child, you know, at a very young age and continue until whenever. But the reality is also that it depends from what volunteer opportunities are out there.
Yeah.
In the meaning that, unfortunately, the majority are for adult people, people over 18.
Yeah.
And this depends on the structure of the organization. Some of them are so small that they wouldn't have the system in place to involve children. And I'm talking about having guard vetting and having child protection support and these type of things. But there are opportunities like this. And the system is very well organized, because when you go on the website, on the database, you can select under 18 to see all opportunities that are open for people that are for young people.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Absolutely. Yeah. And for instance, I guess now we're allowed now to take care, transition year students, which is it has been so successful this year, particularly this year. We've had wonderful, wonderful students in. Is there an opportunity for transition students to volunteer in any of your things?
Yeah, absolutely. But again, they would go through the same system. So,
yeah.
You know, we have many organizations, and they tell you, usually the people that are from September and around January, when, you know, like a lot of transition years start to look for new opportunities, and the same organization start advertising for time. So when the role says open to under 18, that's your goal. You know, that's the moment where also a transition year can apply for that role. And there are many organizations, that are looking for young people to bring, you know, like a fresh pair of eyes to the opportunities.
It is. And then the other thing I want to ask you is, how do agencies get in contact with yourselves? How do they get in contact with yourselves? So there might be new agencies out there, new groups that want to have volunteers. How can they contact
you?
How does that work?
So the easier, again, is always through the website. And they say this because, anyway, we would ask them to register first before interacting with us. And the website is volunteerfingal.ie, www.volunteerfingal.ie. Or they can give me a call on 01-899-1921.
Brilliant. Now, we are going to speak about this wonderful National Volunteering Week, and the theme is called Connecting Communities, and it's on between the 15th and the 21st of May. Tell us what we can expect.
Well, okay, National Volunteering Week, it's an event that happens every year. And again, you know, before I was mentioning, we are part of a network, so there are 29 of us. And it depends in each county what happens. Now, the first thing, connecting communities, what we want to do, we want to involve all the various people who have been volunteering so far or who haven't to share their stories. And they can do that, you know, like in two ways. If they go on the website, and this time it's not ourselves, it's with Volunteer Ireland, and the website is volunteer.ie, there's a full page for National Volunteering Week on how to get involved. And we would like to push people literally to tell it to their friends, like to say, oh guys, look, I'm volunteering, I find this amazing, if that's so, why don't you join us, why don't you give it a go? Ourselves, we will be busy during the week, actually next weekend, in Fingal, yes, but in a different area. We'll be in Baldoil. Mm. In Baldoil, they have the Biodiversity Festival, and it's Saturday, Sunday next week, during National Volunteer Week. And we will be out there helping out with our group of volunteers.
Right, yeah, and our manager actually lives in Baldoyle, so he's listening in. He'll probably end up going to that, so that's good to know. That's brilliant.
Absolutely, mention that, because it's the first time they run this type of event, but it's brilliantly organized, and you know, like, it seems it's going to be a very fun day, all dedicated to biodiversity. So you know, there will be workshops, teaching lessons, and information about that. There's also going to be a yoga session, I believe.
Very good. You mightn't try the yoga now, but I don't know about that. So that's absolutely wonderful. So again, before you go, just tell us again how people can contact yourselves.
Yes, absolutely. So, as I said before, the website is our key, that is www.volunteerfingal.ie. But if you'd like to have a chat with me first, please ring me on 01-899-1921.
Fantastic. Listen, good luck with the event, and thank you so much for coming on D15 today. That was Chiara Tamburini, Placement and Outreach Officer for the Fingal Volunteer Centre. Thank you so much, and we shall talk to you again.